but time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you do. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Well, part of living a healthy lifestyle is understanding what can help you stay healthy. And part of staying healthy is obviously eating healthy and exercising. One of the biggest factors of exercise is, of course, burning calories. And there's a huge misconception when it comes to exercise. And that is when people think that they can exercise enough to burn all of the calories, enough calories to lose weight. And so basically what I'm saying is that you can't out-burn the binge. There's so many different theories on this, and so often people start exercising because they are feeling a little fluffy, and they want to get rid of a little of that body fat. So when you're 17, you could eat what you want. You know, those high school years, you could eat and eat and eat and stay as thin as a rail. Those were the days, right? Well, unfortunately, you're not 17 anymore. And if you are and you're listening to the show, let this be a warning to you. You can work out till your face is purple, around the clock, and you can't transform your body. And it's certainly if you have those cravings, those high fat, sugary treats, your body is not going to be able to burn it. The truth is, flat abs are made in the kitchen. You know, the cutting board, that washboard stomach, the washboard stomach comes from the cutting board, and that is in the kitchen. No amount of cardio and crunches can sculpt that. And that is something that has always intrigued people. I've been asked that time and time again, you know, how do I get that six pack? And it is all about the diet. Consuming excess calories will cause your body to retain this fat. And if you have a layer of fat over your muscles, you're not going to be able to see the definition of the muscles. And unfortunately, you just can't get enough exercise to undo the calories that you take in. And if you are eating a double cheeseburger with fries and a milkshake, well, then you have a lot of work to do. And most likely, there's not enough time in the day to burn that off. The problem here too is that you might be listening going, but I'm not eating a double cheeseburger and french fries and a shake every day, and I'm eating really healthy, but I'm still not seeing the results. That is why I'm having this discussion with you, because sometimes there's a misconception on the amount of calories that are eaten and the amount of calories that are burned. I say this time and time again. As a whole, we overestimate the amount of calories that we burn, and we underestimate the amount of calories that we eat. This happens time and time again. Unless you are weighing, measuring, and logging all of your food, you really don't have an idea of what you're eating. And then we rely on our fitness trackers and our devices to tell us the amount of calories that we're burning. And although it is a close measure, we're not getting an accurate measure of what we're burning. And so with that being said, we have a misconception of calories in versus calories out. So sometimes when I have this discussion with people and I put it on paper or on a radio show, podcast, it becomes a little bit more concrete. So here are some reasons why aligning your nutrition plan with your exercise routine can certainly help you achieve your goals. So first off, this is why you cannot beat the binge. You are not a professional athlete. You can't justify fried chicken and pasta dinners every night or even frequently. You know, unless you are somebody like Michael Phelps, or you are an elite athlete, somebody that gets on your bike and rides hundreds of miles a week, this 2-mile jog that you're taking every once in a while, yet is amazing, yet is going to help you in so many ways, is not going to cut the mustard as far as calories burned. 2-mile jog, which most people actually would have a very hard time doing, sadly enough, is only going to burn about 200 calories. And 200 calories, sadly enough, is only 2 slices of cheese. So when you put it into perspective like that, it really pinpoints what the true issue is. So instead, you can opt for some healthier dinner options, such as grilled chicken or having something poached or steamed. Furthermore, when people are athletic and people do get into endurance sports such as marathon running or bicycling, oftentimes people will indulge in these huge post-race or pre-race pasta meals that do have more calories in them than the race itself. So what comes to my mind right now is when I was training for one of my many marathons, I was not educated at the time enough to understand this theory, and I was doing a 23-mile training run. And to help me fuel for this, I decided that I was going to have a cheat meal, and I no longer call them that because I don't believe in cheating on anything, let alone my health and nutrition. So what I did was I had deep dish pizza, and I washed it down with a Dairy Queen Blizzard. It's a true story. So being from Huntley, I was running around town, and believe me, it takes a really long time to chalk up 23 miles. So several miles later, I finally got to Algonquin Road and Frank. And I looked at my my watch, and I was at mile 17. And I looked at the calories on the watch, and it said, 1,836 calories. And that was painfully only the amount of calories that were in my Blizzard. And so that was a really big eye-opener. And sadly enough, I still had like 5 more miles to go. And so it really does open your eyes to the point of calories in, calories out. And if you're trying to lose weight, this is not the way to do it. So with that being said, if you're not eating the right things, you're not going to have the energy to exercise. And on that particular run, because I did not fuel my body with the right things, it was not the best run. Because eating sugary ice cream and pizza was not optimal. And I did learn for future runs that eating better sources of energy ended up giving me better fuel for future runs. All right, so next, what happens if you fuel your body because you know you're going to go to the gym and you are out to dinner, so you order your, big baked potato and you put the sour cream on there and the cheese and everything else, and you know you're going to get up the next day and you're going to go to CrossFit. Unhealthy food choices. Whether you're eating too much fat or too many calories or both, believe it or not, are going to make you feel slow and less driven, and most likely not want to exercise. So this is what I call the diet and exercise feedback loop. So when you eat well, you are motivated to move. And when you move, you are motivated to eat better. So remember that and think about that. You know, you are putting into your body these nutritious foods that are going to fuel you to exercise so that the exercise enhances your nutrition. You are not putting unhealthy foods in your body so that you can get up in the morning and burn it off because you are getting them out of your body. So you have to change your thinking, change your mind frame. Exercise should be looked at as a form of getting stronger, bettering yourself, improving your respiratory system, your circulatory system, lowering your cholesterol rates and all of your health statistics. It should not be looked at as a form of ridding all of the damage that you did from the night before or a bad meal. And with that being said, oftentimes people will experience the after effects of this because they will repeatedly eat a poor diet and try to go to the gym to burn it off, and their exercise lacks in energy. And they never get their target goals. They have a really hard time seeing those washboard abs because they're not eating the right amounts of protein. And they're just lacking in that energy. So you want to see the muscle, you have to eat the right things. And protein is where it's at. So washboard abs, like I said, they're made in the kitchen. Another thing is you could get sick or worse. You can get hurt when you're not eating an efficient diet and it's got high fat, a lot of sugar. You are not building the right muscle tone, and you are going into the gym feeling lax. And again, if you're a runner, I know the big running community, oftentimes they'll fill up with foods that are just high calorie and not dense in nutrients. So think about all of this. When we exercise, our brain triggers a signal to tell our bodies to eat more. And while this, in theory, is a good thing, if we don't replenish with the right foods, we end up consuming more calories than necessary. And then this could actually cause a weight gain. And so the reason I'm bringing this up right now is oftentimes this does happen. Again, especially if somebody is running a lot, cycling a lot, going to the gym all the time just to burn those calories because they want to lose weight. So oftentimes people exercising to burn calories will get home and they will be super hungry. Therefore, they'll replenish with refined carbs, such as pastas and breads. And they will justify this by saying, well, I just burnt all these calories. I need to refuel. And so these food choices, although they're providing calories, they don't provide the proper nutrients. And they don't make you feel full because refined carbs, such as white pastas and breads, they're empty calories. They don't make you feel full. And so what that means is you fill up with the basically junk food, empty calories. And what you need to do is fill up with more nutritionally dense foods. And going back to the refined carbs that most likely people fill up with, people will feel constantly hungry. And it ends up leading to higher calorie consumption. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and we are talking about how the washboard abs are made in the kitchen and how you can't outburn the binge. So if you're one of these people that just works out and works out and works out and is actually constantly hungry because you're always working out, maybe you should look at what you are eating. Because if it is not the right food source, this could be the problem. And again, as a runner, ultra marathon runner, I would say the first 10 marathons that I ran, I wasn't feeling right. My energy was low. My weight was high. And I definitely did not feel as good as I did once I figured this whole thing out. There's also a common belief amongst people that if you work out, you can eat anything you want. And I would hear that all the time. Oh, you're a marathon runner. You could eat whatever you want. It is comforting, though, to know that you could eat more calories depending on what you're working out. But unfortunately, there is no way you can burn enough calories to make up for bad eating habits. An unhealthy diet contains foods that are high in calories and low in nutrients. And like I talked about on so many of my shows, we have to watch the labels of a lot of these products because we think we're eating something healthy and we're not. Most people, furthermore, have no idea how many calories they take in on an average day. And like I said earlier, they often underestimate how many calories they actually take in. And if they guess it, they're oftentimes quite off. When people onboard with me with nutrition and I tell them they have to eat, 1,500 calories, for example, so often they respond with, "What? That's so much." But when you actually sit down and look at how high calories are, most people do consume close to 3,000 in a day. And that is only because we're not really watching what we're eating. The only true way to lose weight and get lean is to increase the amount of calories we burn and decrease the amount of calories that we take in. So if you want to improve your nutrition, you need to focus on those vegetables and those fruits and whole grains, lean proteins and healthy fats. Remember that great nutrition doesn't guarantee a loss in weight, but it will definitely help if you watch your portions. Those of you that know me personally know that I've told this story many, many times. One year, and I always reflect back to my running years, but I was training for Boston, and my weight was creeping up. And any of you listening right now that are runners can probably relate that oftentimes if you are training for a marathon, your weight might go up, and it is exactly because the more you run, the hungrier you are, of course. And I was eating completely healthy. I assure you it was healthy, healthy, healthy. This was 2016, in fact, and I vividly remember my oatmeal and my peanut butter and my almonds and my peanut butter and my almonds and my peanut butter. And did I say peanut butter? Yeah. And peanut butter. Wow. So for 100 calories a tablespoon, yeah, that added up. So pretty much by the time I was done running Boston and getting ready to run Chicago, I had gained 20 pounds. And this is a true story. And I was super frustrated. And I knew what the problem was, but I just didn't want to give it up. So I finally went peanut butter cold turkey. And I had successfully lost 18 pounds by Chicago Marathon just by omitting the peanut butter from my diet. And peanut butter is healthy, but you shouldn't, consume the entire jar. And so what was an eye-opener for me is when I looked at the jar, and it says on there, there's 52 servings, and I was done eating it, like it was empty in 4 days. Well, that's 5,200 calories. Again, I wasn't sitting there eating it like pudding, but I would put some on my oatmeal and then I'd have some on my, toast. And then occasionally I'd walk by several times and I would have, some indulgences with it. And if you are sitting there listening and acting like you don't do it too, you know, peanut butter is just one of those things. So everything in moderation. All right. So big eye opener for me on there. So list of activities I have here for you with an average calorie burn. For an average 200-pound individual. And the reason I calculated this for a 200-pound individual is because it's a lot easier for those of you listening to comparatively figure this out. If you weigh 150 pounds, you can kind of knock off 25% of my calculations here. When I reveal here the food comparisons to the caloric burns per hour of the following activities. And I've lined them up to what you could eat for the activity. All right, so just to give you an example, a slow walk, a brisk walk, you know, nothing too crazy, 3 miles an hour walk, will burn 255 calories. So 255 calories, shot glass. You guys all know what a shot glass looks like, right? If you took two shot glasses and you filled two shot glasses up with hummus, okay, and you put that hummus on red peppers, just two slices of red pepper, that is 255 calories. I know. I'm so sorry that I have to break the bad news to you, but healthy, right? So you decide you're going to burn some calories. You get up with your spouse, you know, let's go for a walk. And that is it. That is it. Okay. So how about cycling? An hour of easy cycling, 364 calories. 364 calories is a martini. One martini. You know, that's not anything crazy, but boom, gone. All right, so let's get a little bit more serious here. How about a little elliptical? 1 hour of elliptical. You just went to the gym. You took time out of your very busy day. You went to the gym. 1 hour on the elliptical. 1 hour on the elliptical is one cup. I want you to look at your hands right now as I say this. One cup. Make a little fist. One cup of quinoa. I know, quinoa, right? Yeah, right. All right, so let's do more. All right, so how about rowing machine? All right, rowing machine. Okay, so your Orange Theory, you're rowing away. 1 hour of that, 550 calories is equivalent to a medium-sized white chocolate mocha from your favorite coffee shop. All right, so how about a little bit more aggressive? 664 calories for 1 hour of rollerblading is the amount of calories of the Napa almond chicken salad at one of the very common known restaurants. And that's just a salad, you guys, a salad. All right, so for the runners out there, how about this one? You go out for a run, and you you just went out there and you just hauled it, right? You ran for 2 hours, two hours, and you burnt 1,000 calories, and you didn't really run that fast even. You went like 5.5 miles an hour, so you treated yourself to a veggie sandwich from Jimmy John's. You had it on whole wheat also. You went with the wheat, and that was actually 919 calories. You made a good choice, though. You did. And on final note, one of the most aggressive exercises that you can do is jump rope for an hour, and not many people can do that. Jumping rope for an hour, and that would be jumping rope at like 8 miles an hour, is really, really difficult to do. You'd burn 1,074 calories, and that would be one burrito at Chipotle, and that's without the guac, or chips. So that puts it into perspective. And I know you're not going to go jumping rope and then going, okay, well, you know, I just burnt 1,000 calories. I'm going to go to Chipotle. But what happens is you work out aggressively and you say, wow, you know, I had a really good workout. So I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to have this Chipotle. Well, in that case, you just negated what you did. And if you do that every day, and you have excess body fat, you aren't going to see the progress. You're not going to see the result. So if you want to improve your nutrition, again, those vegetables, and you should certainly treat yourself and have those indulgences, but be aware of them. Do it periodically. Don't exercise to eat. Exercise to get healthy. And if you're trying to lose weight, again, focus on the food. Stop making diet and exercise an either or proposition. As a default, if you care about your weight, you shouldn't strive to not overeat. Period. This is not an option. If you want to optimize weight loss and your health, you should just regularly exercise. Just like I said in one of my shows earlier about exercising for the brain, if you exercise, you will want to exercise. Energy breeds energy. It shouldn't be one or the other. They both work. And you know what? They both work even better together with a little peanut butter on top. Have a great day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.